The world makes no sense at times. But I believe Jesus makes sense. And that series we're going through, it's on the internet. I believe that Jesus is the answer. And last week we looked at a God, a Father, who gave us the greatest present ever in sending His Son Jesus. He was the Logos, that self-existing one, the one who was before all eternity. And He said to Him, "Will you take on a human form and go down and rescue a human race which makes no sense?" And so the Logos, the very self-existent, eternal one, came down. And we talked about it last week. And it's on the internet now. And we said the three things of the character of this Logos was that He said that He was the life, and in Him was life. That if you want to know what life is really all about, it is not found in the materialism of things that we have. It's found in a person, and His name is Jesus. You'll never find it in government. You'll never even find it with a partner. True life can only be found with a relationship on Father's Day with a father. I never knew mine, as you know. But I have a relationship with an eternal Father. This Logos is my Father. This eternal self-existent one who came into human form has opened a doorway for me to know the Creator of the universe. Not only to know Him, but to see Him face to face in the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. Not only is Jesus Christ, I believe, the life in which you will find everything you need. Jesus described Himself as the light of the world. A world which has been plunged into darkness. Jesus describes Himself as a light. A light. If you want to know what the purpose and reason that you were born and created for, it's that you might have a relationship with this Jesus. Who is this Jesus? In the next few months, we're going to look at this Jesus. I believe He is the one who will transform your life. I believe He's the one who transcended into this planet to make reason and sense of a world that I find at times totally bewildered. Totally bewildered. If it wasn't for God and the hope that I have in God, I could well understand why some people think that life has no purpose at all. In all seriousness, because if I didn't have a God, I don't know what point of life would be. I never knew my father. I went through my teenage years searching. I didn't find it in alcohol. I didn't find it in sex. I found it, fortunately for me, in a person whose name is Jesus. I found a reason that when I get really down and discouraged, I find someone who is able to lift me up. David described this Logos when he said, "He take me from the miry pit and He put my feet upon a rock." Friend, He is the only one who can see you through life. I'm recommending Him to you today because this Logos cannot be bought. This Logos cannot be earned. This Logos can only be received. Because Jesus described Himself as love. And in the first epistle of John, chapter 4, He describes Himself as the one true love. Friend, His love isn't shallow. His love is deep. His love is not conditional.
His love is unconditional. His love is not merited. His love for us is unmerited. You won't find anyone who will love you more than He will love you. You won't find someone who, when you foul up time and time again, will turn you away. You'll find someone who still loves you. And so John makes it absolutely perfectly clear. As he starts to write his book, he says this. Let's say it together. But these are written in order that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through believing and cleaving to and trusting and relying upon Him, you may have life through. You've got two things there. We've talked about it. You've got to receive it and believe it. He wants you to receive and to believe. Going to read you a little page from the book from Anne Graham Lodge, Billy Graham's daughter. It says, when you receive Jesus into your life and when you believe on His name, those are the two things. When you receive Jesus in your life and you believe on His name, at that moment, Christ enters your life. It is a personal, individual transaction that you make yourself with God by faith as you meet this condition. When Mary was engaged to be married, she was told by the angel Gabriel that she would be with child and give birth to a son. She asked how that could be possible since she was a virgin. And Gabriel said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One will be born, will be called the Son of God." What Mary did, she submitted to God's word. She said, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be as you have said." First thing she did is she received the word. You want salvation in a relationship with Jesus, you have to receive what God has promised you. After she submitted to the word of God, she then received it by faith. And she was to tell Elizabeth and her family that she had received. The Holy Spirit had fallen upon her. And she had received, though she did not know how, a baby. That is the same with us. When we receive God, I don't know how it happens, but when we receive God by accepting Him and by faith taking Him and believing that He has saved us, something happens. Something happens. And at that moment, you become born again. You may have prayed that prayer and you were now unsure. You may say, "Well, there's no flashing lights came up. I didn't feel any different." And at that moment, you might be even more unsure and even more discouraged because you prayed a prayer and you don't feel any different. But God says you have to take Him by faith. By faith. At the moment you ask Him into your life, faith is the thing that will birth a new generation for you. And as you read your Bible, and as you pray, and as you live your life for Jesus, His presence and His power will become ever so more evident and ever so more clear. It is a progress. God came for this reason. And there are three things. It's 5 minutes. I'm going to say these three things and then we're going to close. But the book of John says this is the reason the Logos came from heaven. And three things that He came for. First of all, it says He came. But these are written that you might believe. These signs were written. Signs were the miraculous things that God did while His Son was here on earth. And we're going to go through them as we go through the book of John. And we're going to be looking at these things. But Jesus did miracles not to show off anything else, but that God had came to demonstrate his love. He says, these things are recorded, these things were written, that you might believe. God wants to give you revelation this morning, that you might believe, which is a reaction. That you might have life, that will be the result. I want you to notice that God has given us his revelation by sending the Logos. That revelation has got to have a reaction, and that reaction will bring forth a result. And as we look at the book of John, we're going to find one-to-one conversions, one-to-one encounters. Jesus, as he meets Peter, Jesus, as he meets his disciples one by one, as he meets Nathanael, in John chapter 2, he goes to a wedding, and there you will see a meeting there. And there was, he turned water into wine. It was a fantastic experience. They saw the revelation of God, but that was not in the sense to make good wine. It was the sense to show that Jesus was the Logos, the man who was sent from God, and having seen him, you might believe in him, and believing in him, you might have life eternal. That is the whole reason why the Logos came. You'll go to John chapter 3 and you will find a learned man called Nicodemus. He comes to Jesus and Jesus explains to him and reveals to him who he is. That brought a reaction in Nicodemus. And many chapters later, we find it's Nicodemus who goes to Pilate and begs the body of Jesus. It brought a reaction. The reaction had brought a relief. And that brought a result. In John chapter 4, you're going to meet a woman at the well who had 5 husbands, and God tells her everything she's ever done. And she runs back into town and she says, come, come, I want you to meet a man who's told me everything that I've ever done. He brought revelation to that woman. That was a reaction. The reaction was she went into town and she brought out all the town folks to meet Jesus. The result was that woman met with Jesus. She met with the Logos. In John chapter 6, you'll meet with a bunch of people called the Pharisees as he talks about Jesus being the bread of life. It was to bring a revelation to them. And he tells them, before Moses was, he was. He lets them know that he is the Logos. He was before Abraham. The reaction, though, was very different. The reaction was, we don't want anything to do with you. How dare you say you were here before Moses? The result was they rejected the Logos and they crucified him. They will live with eternity with the action that they did. You're going to find out as we get to John chapter 9, you're going to meet a blind man who was blind and Jesus touches his eyes and gives him revelation and he can see. And the Pharisees, the guys I've just been talking to you about, they throw him out of the church. And they tell him, who is this Jesus? Who is this Jesus? He says, I don't know. But once I was blind, now I see. They say to him, oh, he's just an ordinary guy. He says, well, I don't know about that. All I know is, can you tell me who can change my eyes like he did? And Jesus goes up to him and says, I hear you've been thrown out of church. He said, yes. He says, well, don't worry, so have I. He says, do you know who I am? And the blind man says, no, I really don't. I only know that I was blind, but now I see through you. He said, I'm the Logos. I've come down from heaven to die for you and to give you relationship with God. The reaction was he believed in the Logos. And not only was he sight received, he received eternal life. And so I could go on and I can go on and I could go on as we go through the book of John. But we're going to pause as we said here. Next week we're going to show you some of the great things about our Logos. Friend, I can only say to you, there is 2 choices. There is a rejection and there's an acceptance. To some people, Jesus was not the cup of tea. There are many who will not receive him. But for those who have, he has given us the right to become children of God. You're born again in the family of God. The world might not make any sense to you, but he makes all the sense to me. because he is the living word. And as we look at that next week, we will dwell on that next week. And then we will see as we go through reception or rejection. Friend, I want to tell you something very important as I leave now. Jesus came to give revelation, to bring a reaction, to bring a result. You will make a decision. You cannot sit on the fence. Bob Dylan, my favorite musical artist, in case you don't know him, my favorite musical artist, he wrote a song called You Must Serve Somebody. There's no sitting on the fence. You will meet with Jesus. You will either accept him or you will reject him. But you've got to do one of them. I pray as you meet with Jesus over these next few months, you'll come to understand someone who loves you more than life itself, because he gave his life. I hope you understand the Logos this morning. As we bow our heads and close our eyes, if there's anyone here this morning who just wants to know the Logos, who's just even inquisitive about the Logos, I believe God will give you revelation. You might say, well, I'm not ready to accept this Logos yet. I'm not ready to accept Jesus. That's okay. Why don't you say, if there is a God, will you reveal yourself to me? I've just given you some illustrations of how Jesus revealed himself. And I know God will reveal yourself to you because he loves you. And I believe when you get that revelation, it will bring a reaction. You will either accept him or reject him. I hope it's the former. And I hope you have a result. I hope you have life and life eternal.